Some very sensitive data on the jobs market is due shortly. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. In just a bit, we'll get the jobs report for December. This is the unemployment rate drawn from a survey of households. And separately, the government counts the number of people on payrolls. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is out of our Washington Bureau. Nancy, what's the betting?
Well, economists at Goldman Sachs and S&P Global Ratings think today's report will show the economy created more than 200,000 jobs last month. There are still around 1.7 job openings for every worker, and that means workers can demand higher wages. S&P's U.S. chief economist Bethan Bovino expects wages were up 5% last month from the same time last year.
Yet the announcements of mass layoffs at companies are mounting.
That's right. And tech had the most job losses, almost 100,000 last year, according to a new report from Challenger Gray and Christmas. Small businesses are still hiring, though. The payroll processor ADP says companies with fewer than 500 workers added employees last month while bigger companies were shedding them.
And how might all of this affect the Federal Reserve's quest to clobber inflation?
It won't make this any easier for the Fed. As you know, David, the Fed is raising interest rates to slow down the economy and beat back inflation. But if it's still difficult for businesses to find workers, they have to raise wages to hire people or to keep the employees they have. Businesses will often raise their prices to pay for higher wages. Higher paid workers go out and spend, and that heats up the economy and feeds inflation.
All right, Nancy, thank you. Ahead of the government data, Dow futures are up a bit, 24 points. S&P futures are down slightly, a point. NASDAQ futures are down 0.3% on this January 6th. Yes, that day. The Federal Trade Commission has proposed a ban on non-compete clauses, those terms of employment that prevent people leaving to work for the competition or to start a competitive business. If enacted, this would be a sweeping overhaul of work in America. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more.
The FTC estimates 1 in 5 Americans work under non-compete clauses that cost them up to $300 billion in lost wages. Elizabeth Wilkins directs the FTC's Office of Policy Planning.
It can be a real problem for folks who are looking to find a job with a better wage, with better health care benefits, more flexibility for their families.
The proposed rule would nullify all existing non-compete clauses and ban them for future employees and independent contractors. Wilkins says that would also benefit consumers.
Non-competes hamper innovation by restricting the flow of knowledge across competitors.
Non-competes are most common in high-skilled fields like engineering, but law professor Orly Lobel at the University of San Diego says they've also become increasingly prevalent in low-wage work.
Camp counselors, yoga instructors, warehouse employees.
Many employers argue that non-compete clauses are the most effective way of keeping sensitive information in-house. Other legal protections for safeguarding trade secrets are just difficult to enforce, says Carolyn Lutke at the law firm Munger, Tolles & Olson.
You're going to have to show that someone stole something, and that's obviously much harder to prove than just proving someone went to a competitor.
Should the FTC's proposal become a rule, experts say legal challenges are likely. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
The short video medium TikTok seems to be backing away from its efforts to set up new security systems to persuade elected officials in the U.S. that the China-based site is not a privacy or security risk to Americans. Reuters is reporting TikTok has stopped hiring consultants to work on a new security deal it had hoped to forge with the United States. American factories in the month just ended were running slow, with activity dropping to the lowest level since the early days of pandemic. Now, that's according to the Institute for Supply Management, which surveys manufacturers about their output, delivery lead times, input prices, and so forth. This is what central bankers like to see as they fight inflation here, Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
This time last year, demand for manufactured goods was high. Tim Quinlan, senior economist at Wells Fargo, says the industry had to scramble to keep up.
The biggest difficulty that firms had, say, a year ago at this time was finding the raw materials and resources they needed and finding the headcounts to staff the factory floor.
All that meant that manufacturers had a big backlog of orders to work through. But more recently, Quinlan says that backlog has been shrinking.
That's occurred without a coinciding increase in shipments. And so that sort of implies that some of these orders have just been canceled.
Demand for manufactured goods has been falling in recent months, both here in the U.S. and overseas, says Scott Paul, president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing.
We have interest rates that are hitting businesses in the United States and consumers in the United States. You had the COVID lockdowns in China. You have a lot of economies dealing with inflation.
Meanwhile, manufacturers are still dealing with a tight labor market. Chad Moutre is chief economist with the National Association of Manufacturers.
Wage growth continues to be very elevated, and manufacturers continue to tell me just how difficult it is to attract and retain workers.
But falling demand for manufactured goods has helped to make supply chains less congested, and input prices have been falling.
That also is an encouraging sign that some of those bigger problems that manufacturers have had to face over the last couple of years have started to pull back a little bit, at least in terms of their severity.
And that means the prices manufacturers charge for their goods is falling too. Tim Quinlan with Wells Fargo says that's welcome news.
I think we could all stomach a little bit of slower demand in the economy if that's the elixir that, you know, brings some of these price pressures down.
Quinlan says the Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates to throw some sand in the gears of the economy. And in the manufacturing sector, it appears to be working. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Our digital producer is Jarrett Dang. Our engineers are Justin Dooler and Nick Esposito. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.